The State Budget Office formulates the projections, and its director says lately the numbers have led to one prevailing feeling in the State House: frustration.
We just haven't seen a time like this, and to try to forecast in that environment is obviously a big challenge. So I think you're constantly trying to find the variables.
Chris Rule says if trends in the first quarter of Indiana's new fiscal year continue over the next 9 months, the state will miss even updated projections by more than $1 billion and fall more than $2 billion below original estimates. Evansville Representative Dennis Avery says state agencies could face further cuts from the Budget Committee, much like the 10% to 15% cuts made over the past year to keep the state budget balanced. To avoid withholding appropriations in the future, Avery says the state's method of calculating finances and spending should be revisited.
Historically, they've been pretty accurate, but they just haven't been for the last two or three, 4 years. And that's part of the problem is the economy is, I think, more serious, in more serious trouble than the governor, than the budget agency, and than the committee believed. And we remain and continue to be surprised by the extent of the problems. I don't think any of us has ever experienced this type of downturn.
The state's income will have to grow 7% over the next 9 months for the state to meet its goals, a change Avery considers unlikely. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.